This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Rach.
This is Jax.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach Jackson Dean podcast.
Sound really chipper. That's weird.
Joy 94.9.
Hey.
Hey.
This time of year, the sales are on.
Oh, gosh.
I like a good sale.
Do you?
I do like a good sale. But I got into the city a little bit early today because I'm on holidays, so I thought I'd come in a little bit early. Before the show, and I went for a walk through the big shopping centres.
The big CBD.
To see if I could get a bargain. I'm a bit of a bargain hunter.
Big department stores.
Big department stores.
Okay.
And there's people everywhere, and there's signs everywhere with, you know, discount this, discount that, half price there and the other.
Prams.
But everything that caught my eye, I had like a special skill.
Yes.
My special skill was the stuff that I wanted was not for sale.
Yep.
It was I was like not a ghost whisperer, but I was like a full sale price whisperer.
Yeah,
I was drawn to all the items of interest that were not on sale.
A bargain assassin.
Do you think that's a bargain assassin?
I don't know if that's the thing. It should be. No, I'm the same way. Yeah? It's like I think people just get in their head. People, not me, get in their head. Oh, it's on sale. It must be good. I have to buy it. It's like,
yeah.
No, it's probably on sale for a reason. But yeah, if you want something, just go full price.
But sometimes if it is half price, do you get like maybe go for two?
Yeah, but sometimes you just don't. With food as well, it's like, oh, you know, upgrade for X amount of money, get more food. It's like, I don't need more food.
No. On Christmas Day, we had the family over. So I was going through my cupboard. I've got like a special cupboard with all the Christmassy stuff in it, like the serving platters and the like.
Oh, Christmas decor.
Christmas decor, that's right.
Santa candles.
And I found all this stuff that clearly I had bought in a shop-induced fugue because I went through the bargain hunting in years gone by.
That can be fun at the Christmas store.
But I've sort of thought, rather than just buying one little cheese platter in the shape of the angel, you know, Gabriel, I'll buy three. Because you can't have too many. And they'll, you know, actually wasn't the Angel Gabriel. I think it was a Christmas star.
Michelangelo.
And I've never used them. This is all wrapped up in the original paper.
See, that's what happens. You get a bargain, you go, oh, I'll get that. Never use it.
Never need it.
No. I'm not an install gal.
No?
Oh, no, so I'm more install than I am online, though. Yeah, but I'm not install during the sales. Too many people. Too many elbows out.
Do you like, what if it's like a personal shopper? You want to go after they've shut the shop? Jacqueline Misford coming through. Shut the shop.
After they just rob the place.
No, like you get escorted through because you are a celeb. You know?
Oh, most certainly. Yes. I get there at 3 a.m. go, open it up. Do you know who you're dealing with? Thank you.
I do a television ad. Don't you know who I am?
Yeah, I'm on the telly sometimes for 2 seconds.
Hi, I'm Felipe Rose from The Village People. You're listening to Rach, Jack and Dean on Joy.
You are with Rach Jackson Dean for the drive home on this Thursday.
What are we doing?
Hey.
Yes.
I have shared in the past.
Too much.
Probably. But I am a bit of a streaming queen.
You are both those things.
I am a streaming queen. And I've got a bit of a dilemma. Dean's dilemmas of an almost middle-aged gay white male. Because no one knows how hard it is for us gay white males.
What's wrong now?
Oh, well.
What's wrong now, you screaming queen?
Well, my streaming queen. Streaming queen. You watch that, young lady.
Sorry.
No, streaming queen. So I do like a bit of streaming service activity. And being on holidays, I've had a chance to do a bit of binge watching. Not ashamed to say that I like a good binge.
I've been binging.
And one of the ones that I have been binging is The Crown.
Oh, the Queenie.
The Queenie, Crowny story. Yeah, it's a Crown series too. I binge watched it the other day.
You've been crowning.
Well, maybe.
I'm fully dilated. Sorry.
Speaking for yourself. But my dilemma, though, is I got myself to thinking, am I Team Elizabeth or am I Team Margaret?
See, I'm not sure. Give me a rundown of both.
Well, Team Elizabeth. Elizabeth, of course, is our queen.
Yeah, okay, yes.
Longest-serving British monarch. Now, she's, I think you'd characterise Queen Elizabeth as being sort of steadfast and loyal and sort of duty-bound, very, very, very responsible and has sacrificed a lot.
Really good.
For her country.
Do it for your country.
Exactly.
Liz.
But then you got Team Margaret, so Princess Margaret.
Oh, your little princess.
Who was sort of denied a romantic interlude, denied marrying the love of her life, a married man or divorced man.
Why?
Well, the Queen wouldn't let it happen.
Why not?
Well, it wasn't right. It wasn't proper.
Oh, was he not okay? Was he a bit on the nose?
Well, he was divorced. Which wasn't okay back then. Nowadays,
he was good. He was soiled.
Yeah, but Margaret was a bit of a bit of a free spirit. She liked a bit of a drink, liked a bit of a party, liked a bit of a ciggy.
Oh gosh,
I know. And then she meets Lord Snowden, and had quite the lifestyle.
That does. Maybe I should.
So,
start
what do you think?
Binging.
Are you Team Elizabeth or are you Team Margaret?
Oh, if someone's having a dart around the back of the castle, I think I'm on Margaret.
You reckon you're Team Margaret? I reckon you're Team Margaret as well.
I'm always looking for soiled goods.
And she was unlucky in love.
Well, very unlucky.
Yes, but Queen Elizabeth. Yeah, I think I'm probably more. I think I'm more Team Elizabeth.
Yeah, you're more regal than Queen. Is she been reigning for 70 or 71 years, I think?
I don't know, but it's a long time. Mm. A long time to be reigning.
The longest is 72 years, which was Louis XIV.
Look at you with your history.
I've said it before, but I'm just going to say it again. Longest reigning European monarch. But she's getting up there.
She is getting up there. The and of course, Prince Philip is the longest, I don't know if you say serving, but the royal consort who's been there the longest.
Does he always run around with 100 swords strapped to himself? Was that just for decorations?
Oh, like a decorative sword?
Yeah. Every time I see him, he's at a march somewhere, he's got 100 swords on him. Oh, you know what they mean, like wearing badges and stuff.
I think it's his walking frame. I don't think they're swords. Today is 4 days after Christmas, which makes it the fourth day of Christmas.
I didn't know that. I thought it was December 4th.
And on the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me...
4 calling birds.
Exactly. But what is a calling bird, I hear you ask?
About 120 pounds. Sorry.
So to answer that question, I've got a bit of a quiz for you, Jax.
Oh, do you?
You ready?
All right. Oh.
Okay, I've been a bit busy.
Yes.
Bit out there with my little tape recorder.
Oh, and you've been bird watching.
I've been bird watching.
Oh, God.
Yes.
That's new for you.
It is a bit new for watching the birds.
Bear watching.
Well, woof, girl. Hey, now tell me, Jax, tell me what this calling bird is. You ready?
Uh-oh. Yes.
Ready? Here we go.
Is it in the Amazon? Is it a tropical rainforest bird?
It is not.
Is it native to Australia?
Not native, but is found in Australia.
Is it a...
Do you want to hear it again?
Lyrebird.
It is not a lyrebird.
Oh. What? Does it have an Instagram account?
No. It does not.
Okay. Look, it sounds familiar, but I just can't...
It does.
What does it start with? What letter
does it
start
with? Let me
give
you a clue. If I said to you, down a coal mine, what would you think?
Canary.
There you go.
Yay. I hope they don't still do that.
No, I didn't do that. No.
Well, that was fun. Okay.
Did you like that? That was fun.
Yes.
Oh, so much fun playing bird noises on Joy 94.9. Where else do you get this type of radio?
Couple of birds.
Ready do you want another easy one or a hard one?
Oh, give it to me hard.
Give it to you hard?
Oh, God. What's happened? What have I said?
Okay.
All
let's
right.
do this one.
Oh, that's a big old cock.
You like a hard one of those, don't
you?
There you go.
COQ.
There we go. It's not a calling bird, but it is a bird. Absolutely.
Yes.
You're doing well. That's two for two.
Big old rusty rooster.
Big rusty rooster. One more. Let me do one more.
Please.
Here we go. This one.
Right. Oh.
Oh, any ideas?
Oh. Was it just a seagull?
That was not a seagull, no.
Oh.
No.
There's so much going on.
There's a bit going on there, a bit of water.
I feel a bit...
Bit dirty?
No, it feels nice.
It feels nice.
It's like a gargling noise.
Bit of gargling.
And like a running water.
Running water?
I feel a bit relaxed now. Sounds like an otter. Pelican?
You ought to know. It is not an otter. It's not a pelican.
I just had a text in. Someone's guessed bin chicken.
It's not a bin chicken, no.
What about those sea birds? It's a seabird. That's a sea. Is that the sea?
That's not the sea, no. No. It
Surely
is water.
It's a
right,
sea.
It is water.
Oh, it's a pond.
It's a pond. This is it. You're
it's
close.
It's a honking. Is it a swan then?
Oh, it honks. It's not a swan. You're warmer. You're getting warmer.
Goose.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a loosey goosey.
I bloody hate geese because they're a scare. They honk at you and they chase you.
They do. Now, there was three calling birds. One more calling bird for this
yes,
round.
Yes, please.
One more calling bird. I'll do this one. Here we go. One more calling bird.
Oh, oh gosh.
Do you know that one?
That's a crow.
Yes. Yes.
It's a murder. Well, it's actually just one crow, so it's almost a murder waiting to happen.
Almost. Yes. Almost. It's murder. Murder.
Is that what it is? Murder.
Murder.
Are you just saying in a Scottish accent?
That's like tugget. Wasn't it tugget? It's murder.
What are you tugging?
Tugget. Tugget was...
Oh, yes, Tugget. Yes, yeah, Tugget. The detective
yes,
man.
Murder.
Yes, all
murder.
Right.
Jackie. Murder, Jackie.
It's murder.
So that was four calling birds. We've got another round coming up because I know how much fun that was.
I like that.
It is the fourth day of Christmas, and on the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me four calling birds. So what better way to test us with a quiz about calling birds?
Then.
Ready? You ready, Jax?
All right. I've got to guess the bird.
Guess the bird. I've been out there with my little tape recorder recording a bird. Let's go for this one. Let's see if you know what this one is. Guess let me set it up. There we go. One more time.
That's just a duck, is it?
Yes.
Yay.
With L'Orange. Little duck L'Orange.
L'Orange. Like as in orange duck.
As in orange duck.
You stuff it. I love duck.
You like duck?
Oh, hang on.
Do you know what that is?
Oh, that's a little... Oh, sounds French. Is it it's rolling its R's. Rouge. Now, where would I find this bird, Dean?
You would find it. Where would you find it?
Not
in a nest. You'd find it in a nest.
In a
Jack.
Nest. Oh, is it a big bird?
It's a little bird.
Is it a little sparrow? No.
Can I tell you? This is what it sounds like when.
Oh, it's a dove.
It's a dove crying.
Oh God! Why do we scream at each other?
That's what it sounds like.
Oh yeah, it's like a, of course. It's a cooing bloody pigeon.
It's a dove. It's a dove crying.
What's the difference between a dove and a pigeon, Dean?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. What's this one?
Oh, God, sea ducks.
No, this sound reminds me of being at the beach, yeah? Some are holes.
I can actually taste fish and chips.
You can taste it, can't you? Mm. A bit of salt, a bit of vinegar. Mm. Yeah. That's my tip. Get away, get away.
Mine.
And there's always that one-legged seagull, isn't there?
Oh,
there's
gosh.
Always one. There's always one.
They're all... Are they doing that for a show? Or what,
they're losing their leg just to show off.
Yeah, or they've just sprained something.
Now, this is a hard one. This is our fourth calling bird. Now,
oh, God. What oh, that is that one bird or is that many?
I think it's plural.
Oh, it's so offensive. it's like they're honking but tooting.
Tootin'.
What kind of bird toots?
We might put the call out because I don't think you're going to get this one.
No,
it's a bit of a hard one.
I mean, thanks for the vote of confidence. But
well, one more go. Then
what's
I'm going to open up to our listeners.
It's almost mooing. Pete's text in on 0427 join 949.
Hey Pete.
Pete says it's a penguin. Is it a penguin?
Pete got it right.
Pete.
Well done, Pete.
You've won the satisfaction of winning.
There you go.
You know, sometimes there's a good news week.
Uh-huh.
I'm having a good boob week. I live by myself, so I'm often getting around in not a lot. And I just, you know, walking past the mirror going, having a good boob week.
Oh, I like what I see.
I like what I see. And I thought, do you know what I'm going to do, which I never do?
Mm-hmm.
I feel a bit self-conscious. I went braless the other day.
No,
well,
really?
It was like 34 degrees.
Yes.
But you know what happens when you go braless, Dean?
I can honestly tell you, Jax, I have no idea what happens when you go braless.
When I go braless.
or any woman for that matter, but...
A lot of boob sweat happens.
Boob sweat?
Boob sweat.
Oh,
they
goodness.
Just get on under. The heat digger gets trapped.
Yeah.
And I was wearing this cute little onesie.
Yeah.
And then just boob sweating, like it's gone for a... Well, they've gone for a jog.
Does it make it... So do you get boob slide with your boob sweat?
Slide.
Do you get boob slip and slide?
Just slipping around.
Slipping around and they're not sweat.
No, but they were looking good. And
looking good?
It's difficult to maintain a braless look.
Oh, is it?
But girls are rocking it.
Yeah.
They are rocking it. But there's a lot of things to go on. I don't know what I have to do. Do I have to tuck some napkins in there?
Oh, so
you don't want to get athlete's boob either, so you might have to get some tea tree oil and rub it under there. Who knows? You can't. You have to keep it dry.
Do you need to get a bit of talc?
Could
you use a talcum powder?
I think so.
Because you went braless.
I did go braless. I just thought I'd try it out. Because I'm quite young.
You're young.
You know, older than some, younger than most. Yeah. I'm in ripe old age of 32.
You're in good shape.
Which I quite love, yes. Look after myself. And I thought, I think my boobs can do it.
Yeah.
I look a little self-conscious because, you know, you don't want to... Sometimes if things are just... No, I'm not going to... What I'm doing is I'm editing what I'm saying. I was going to talk about nipple rubbing, but I think that's going too far. Like, if you run a marathon, you have to put Band-Aids on your nipples.
Oh,
or else
right?
You get a rash. Oh. I wasn't running. It was a very hot day, so who wants to wear a bra? The best thing, I think most ladies will agree with me, when you get home, is to whip your bra off and just take a deep breath out.
Yeah.
And I was doing that walking around, but I got a huge pile of boob sweat.
Oh.
Mm.
That's not nice.
I don't know how to deal with it.
Did it come through onto your clothes?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Put a cute onesie and just looked like my boobs were leaking, which is not happening.
Like you're lactating.
Yes, no.
But isn't it nice, you're saying, as you walk past like a shop window and you get a sight of yourself, you think, oh, I'm not looking too, I'm looking good today.
Who's that, babe? Who's that with the sweaty tits? Oh, sorry.
She's hot. You think to yourself.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.